Hello, this is Juliet, and you're now listening to Comfort Sounds. Before we begin, let's take a deep breath together. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Edison.
And hello, my name is Princia.
And we're here together today to do a Q&A. I'm here with Princia, which is also my sister. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
All right, so starting the interview, this Q&A, I want to ask Edison, what was your inspiration, your background inspiration for initially starting emotional comfort wear?
So my background and initial experience is you, actually. And the topic revolving around mental health, I witnessed you when you were younger, I'll say around 10. That's when I can remember the age. You used to have a battle with mental illness. The family, including myself, couldn't really grasp like what was going on. Couple years after that interaction, which I felt like was pretty traumatic, you know, seeing it inspired me to start a movement and start something that can comfort people that are also going through similar mental illness. I have that support and comfort.
Okay, awesome. So basically you started, it kind of sprung from, you know, what you saw me deal with around the age of 10, and, you know, just following up and just that, what you witnessed me going through mentally, you know, my mental health a few years after that, you know, that desire to see something that can really help others going through that. That's where it sprung up for you.
That's right.
That is really beautiful. And I also just want to ask also, like, so then what would you describe, you know, like, say the mission and the purpose of emotional comfort, or if you had three words to describe that, your mission and purpose, what would it be?
Probably three words would be care, love, and joy.
Wow.
Care, love, and joy.
Love and joy.
Like, the vision is to create a happy, kind, loving world. And that's what I feel like would describe the mission and what we do. Mm-hmm. Care, love, and joy.
Care, love, and joy. So how would you describe the connection between your Romeo, the emotional comfort friend, and your emotional comfort wear and mental health and well-being? So I understand, you know, just Romeo, he's a you know, a focal point of emotional comfort wear, and, you know, I understand you do desire to implement, you know, different products as well, like your comfort wear as well. What would you say hit Romeo and your other comfort wear symbolizes in terms of emotional comfort wear, emotional mental health and emotional health?
So there are outlets as far as tools of self-expression and tools for your mental health journey. So, for example, Romeo is an emotional comfort friend. A comfort friend is someone that's there for you that can relate how you're feeling. His end goal is to be able to connect you to a community of people that are also dealing with the different mental illnesses that you can relate to or have experienced or need support in. Mm. And that can be, then that's done through our Discord, and also connecting you to a therapist that can hear what you're going through and help you troubleshoot and navigate the emotion. Comfort wear is more for the expression. For example, the piece I'm wearing right now says mad. So when people around you can communicate with you, like, hey, why do you feel mad? It's like a communication tool if you don't have the words or maybe the confidence at the moment to express that you're mad. It's also, that's where the care is fostered. Someone sees that, hey, this person feels mad or sad, like, it can start a conversation. So it causes people to care about how you feel if they genuinely want to know.
Oh, that's beautiful. So it's really all about expressing what is going inside, outside, with having that outside friend and support that can even connect you with other forms of support, as well as the where is expressing what you feel inside, inside, outside,
yes,
which also helps, you know, connect you to those who care.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's, you got it right on the head.
Okay, beautiful. And so can I, throughout this Q&A, can I call emotional comfort, or can I say ECW?
Yes.
Since that's the,
yes,
your, okay. So what, how has, how would you say EWC has made you more aware of, say, your own mental health and emotional health?
The ECW allows me to reflect on what I'm going to fill in. It allows me to put into a design. So it allows me to write it down, journal, ask myself what I'm feeling, going through. It allows me to see what my friends and the people around me are going through to help me check in with myself. So it gives me like a moment in time to mindfully check in.
So not only has it been, you know, inspiration to help others, but also in the same way it helps you connect with yourself.
Yes.
More, just be more conscious of what you're going through and what you might be feeling.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so this is a question also that I would like to ask is, Romeo, the emotional comfort friend, he has a very distinct look to him, right?
Yeah.
I understand that his design is, you know, his design, you told me before that his design was inspired from me and, you know, my self-harm that I used to go through and, you know, my mental health as well. I would ask, you know, so with that being said, you know, his description, I'm sure most people who are familiar with your brand know how Romeo looks, you know, with his self-harm scars, and the, you know, different words on his back that express, you know, what a lot of people who go through mental health deal with. Has it ever been a concern that Romeo could ever be triggering to some people? Has that ever been a concern or something that's ever come up that has been addressed?
I would say it definitely has. When I posted it online and, you know, we got reviews saying this is triggering. It's something that was done intentionally. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can't fabricate the story. And the plan is to make the next version like a healing journey. So we want it to show like the reality of mental illness. And then over time, the different versions of Romeo with different emotions. So there's not just one emotion. There's happiness. There's self-love. So right now at the moment, people are only seeing one version.
Mm-hmm.
That I understand it can be triggering, but let's be honest. Mental illness is a real thing. People are committing suicide. We're talking about suicide. That's a triggering topic on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, that's very deep. It, I think it's so beautiful how you even just revealed that, you know, your plans for ECW emotional comfort wear is not only just to have Romeo. He is, you know, the start. He is like the origin, right?
Yep.
He's like, but you are planning to have more. You're planning to have more comfort friends that express that healing journey, express that expression of different emotions,
yep,
and feeling through that healing process. And that is so important, I think, for everyone to know, is just that, you know, that mental health doesn't just merely stop at, oh, this is what I'm going through, but it does have to start with awareness. So really, Romeo is about that awareness and getting that level of understanding.
Yes.
So beautiful.
I love how you're putting things together so other people can also understand. Thank you.
Of course, you know, mental health, you know, I would also ask, how do you think ECW is dismantling the stigma regarding mental illness?
So with each comfort friend, right now we're having people that have a Romeo talk about their deepest, darkest moments. So it allows them to express it and share their story so other people can also feel comfortable sharing what they're going through. So this stigmatize mental health, because the more we talk about it, the more people know that this is a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that people understand the real problem, the more support and help we can get from each other.
Okay, so it's really centered on starting conversations,
yes,
right? Centered on just shining that light. Like, this is This is an issue. It's real. Let's talk about it. You know, let's not shy away from it, but let's talk about it, right? So even just coming from that place of awareness, how do you feel? Can you just share a little bit maybe about your own mental health journey? Everyone's is different. You know, some people may not go through maybe self-harm or, you know, maybe depression. There's different, some people may struggle with anxiety, but can you share with us your own personal unique journey?
I want to be vulnerable. I'll say the most challenging part for my mental health journey is like being conscious of what I'm feeling. It takes a lot for me to express it because I haven't done it in like almost all my life growing up. So it's hard to really verbalize what I'm going through. So like I deal with it silently, or I deal with it through, you know, what I create. So I'm working on being more vulnerable and vocal about like these dark moments that I face. You know, right now I'm going to therapy and I'm, you know, doing art therapy, music therapy to, because sometimes I don't have the words to describe what I'm feeling.
To express.
Yep.
Wow. And see, that's, I see, you know, just even you expressing your own, you know, mental health journey and how you've often felt at times growing up that you didn't have the words, you didn't have like the tools needed to really process what you were going through, and just how that really shows in ECW, the awareness of expressing, the awareness of bringing to light, which leads me to my other question. How do you feel your early childhood would have been different if you had something like ECW?
Great, great question. Having ECW growing up, how that would look like? I would have had support besides like what I had in my home. Like I would have support from different backgrounds. I would have felt like more people cared. I wouldn't feel as if no one would understand me. I wouldn't feel as alone. There would be a therapist. So I would feel more comforted. I would have healed in a way where like things would have got addressed right away. Like it would have been like natural. I wouldn't have had that much resistance because I know that there's a community that really cares about what I'm going through. So I would have had an outlet to express what I'm going through versus bottling inside and keeping it all trapped in.
So what you're saying is that ECW is really important to that youth, you know, right now, because it's not something you yourself had. It's important to the youth now, because what's going on is that we are coming to a place where we are acknowledging mental health, and ECW is that place where people can get that level of, I'm here for you. I hear you. You know, let me give you the tools so that you can help not only understand, but know how to process.
100%.
So, wow. So you guys hear it. You know, ECW is really here to bring awareness to the youth. You know, time passes, but we're humans. You know, we deal with our emotions, our feelings, you know, all of these things, processing different things. And ECW is really here to help the youth, to help whoever needs it with realizing that it's not a taboo thing to talk about your emotions, but find healing. So thank you.
Thank you
really for just expressing your heart, you know, about where ECW comes from. So my next question for you, Essen, bro. In your opinion or experience, how would you say having faith in God can impact mental health and well-being?
Faith in God definitely can impact mental health and well-being. It gives you hope. It gives you a direction. It gives you a sense of not feeling alone and knowing that life is bigger than where you are at the moment. Like having that faith in God, the creator that created everything, really, really grounds you to know that the problem you're dealing with, you will overcome. Like this too shall pass. And I definitely recommend everyone to find that faith within themselves and really connect to God. Because let's look around what we have, like the sky, the trees. This is all the things that are proof that there is a creator. Definitely. I can't stress how important God is to have in your mental health healing journey.
Wow, that's beautiful, beautifully and very lyrically expressed. And the reason why I ask is because, here in the space that we are in, I definitely see your connection with God, with faith, which leads me, I'm sure I know that it bleeds, it pours into, what you do and put into the world. And, I would say even for myself, it is such an important part of the healing journey. And how you said, even if you look at the evidence of what we see, in the world and in the universe that we live in, we see that we didn't just create ourselves. And, I think what makes, when you do go through depression or grief or anger or something hurtful is a feeling of hopelessness. Like you
Yes.
said, when you have that faith in God, you have the faith that there is something higher than yourself. There is hope. There is a reason to live. If I could just share quickly, just to kind of relate to what you were saying about how faith in God relates to mental health. I remember a time when I was just going through a lot of like depression, and I did feel like I wanted to come to a place of taking my life. And I even like I said I was like so serious, like I was in the road. I was like, if a car comes and just hits me down, I wouldn't even care. Like
Wow.
that's how like when that depression hits, it just takes over your mind to a place where you feel like life doesn't matter. And I just remember hearing a voice telling me to hold on. And I know this day it was God. I know that my faith in Jesus as God is something that keeps me going in my mental health. So I really appreciate you just adding, adding your thoughts on even how that has, even how that contributes to mental health and
Thank you.
well-being.
Thank you for sharing. And, I know it's tough to relive this moment. And if you don't mind, I would like you to share a little bit about what you experienced, felt during this time of hopelessness, like with everyone that's listening. Just to give people your own words versus mine as far as like what you experienced during that time,
Absolutely.
your point of view of that time.
There's so many ways that I can express it, it almost felt like you're living in a mental prison, like a prison in your mind. And inside that prison is darkness, and you can't see anything outside of that, I would say that's how depression feels. I felt very often that I wasn't important, worthless. I felt like if I really did, if I left this earth, that no one would care. And I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to, and why it brings them to a place of contemplating suicide is because as myself, was just so convinced that nobody cared. Like my impact on this world was so insignificant, So I would say worthlessness was a huge part of how I felt when I was dealing very deeply with these things, like worthlessness, just feeling like I wasn't good enough, feeling ugly, low self-esteem. For a while I dealt with like bulimia, eating disorder. So not only was it just self-harm and like trying to like overdose myself, it was also those things, I really can't express enough, but it's a deep well. And sometimes people just say, get over it, just be happy, but it's almost like your mind is just steeped in darkness, and it's hard. It's really hard. And I think that somebody going through that definitely needs that support, that friend, who is, I feel like, mentally strong enough, because being in that place, it can, bring another person down if that person also doesn't have the tools and awareness, So I think that is so important, even, as you are in that place of advocating for people, to always keep yourself mentally and spiritually strong. It doesn't mean that you don't go through it, but also have that place where you can also center yourself, because if not, it's so easy to really get pulled in. Also, but I would just say like loneliness, you know? It's so easy, like sometimes you can have so many people around you telling you, you know, you're loved, keep going, but like something within your mind keeps telling you like you're lonely, like nobody cares, nobody loves you, no one understands. So, you know, yeah. I hope that, you know, I could express it a lot.
You
I'll
expressed
express
it
it, you know,
amazingly.
enough, but
And then this is the last question I have. What does loneliness feel like for someone that can't put the word? How would you put the words of how loneliness feel
loneliness. I would say like it's like no matter where you are, you always feel like you're just in like a secluded island, you
like?
know? You could be around people and they're hugging you and they're telling you all these things, but you just feel like you're in a secluded island, you know? It feels like there's just a void that's constantly like just constantly in you. And I think some people don't even realize they're lonely because they're always doing things to be close to other people, you know, whether it's going from relationship to relationship, whether it's drugs, alcohol. I know at one point, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but you know, I remember at one point I was into drugs. You know, I did like what do you call it? Like acid, LSD. I did all of those things and it was just trying to escape myself. I think like people who are lonely, they want to escape themselves because it's like I must be the source of that loneliness. Like, you know, no one wants to really love me. I don't really feel loved. I think that that's the root of it, like wanting to kind of escape yourself so you don't even have to deal with it. Loneliness is hard, you know, because it's scary. You know, I think we all want to genuinely feel loved, feel seen, feel understood.
Correct.
And I think when you don't feel that, you don't feel seen, you know, maybe you feel misunderstood, you know, you weren't popular at some point. You know, so many different factors. It's so easy to get to that place of feeling isolated and lonely. But what I would say to anyone dealing with that, know that you are loved. You know, your mind and your heart will always try to trick you to feel, I'm not loved, I'm lonely, so let me isolate myself. Let me do this. You know, we always try to reproduce more of what we feel. So when we're sad, we want to reproduce more of that. When we it's almost like we fulfill that even more. And you might have gone through things that genuinely made you feel that way, whether it's abandonment by someone you loved and you wanted to be there, or whatever it is. But I'm just here to tell you right now that you are loved and you have worth beyond what you've been through, beyond what your mind and your heart and your emotions want you to think. You are alive for a reason. You are made in the image of God. I know some of you guys may not be religious. It's not a religious thing. You are not an animal. You're not a lion or a zebra. You are made in the image of God. You have a soul. You have purpose. Each and every one of you were put for a reason. You know, if I had taken my life, I wouldn't have been able to impact people who are also going through this. You know, I wouldn't have been able to be here with my family, see the way they are growing. You too have a purpose, and you're gonna find your place. Don't give up. You know, I'm here to relay that same voice that told me to keep going. Don't give up because you are beautiful. You are loved. It doesn't matter who has left you. It just matters where you are going, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, I know that doesn't that that it's gonna come, you know, here and there, but just know that there is always a reason each and every day to live. You can't, you know, there are some people who wanted to live, but then suddenly their life was taken. But you who sometimes struggle with living, there's someone fighting for you to live. Know that you are loved. So
Thank
yes.
you for sharing. I feel like you just read my mind, and because I was gonna ask, what would be your last message if this is your last day on Earth? And I feel like that was
You
beautifully
are.
said.
Thank you.
And
Yes.
you're not alone. And to anyone that's
Definitely not.
listened to this, we greatly appreciate you. And stay alive, stay committed, and stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
Bye for now.
Bye.